got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, good afternoon, and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to help, aid, and assist you with your housing and real estate needs. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and, of course, monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-487-REACH. That's 855-487-REACH. And for those that are challenged with the numbers and the letters, it's 855-487-3224. Or you can visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. We'd also like to say hello to our Ocala listeners, especially that guy buzzing around in a blue car up there. They're listening on the iHeartRadio app, and we appreciate them joining us today. Coming up on today's show, we'll take a look at some new FHA programs that could help you save your home from foreclosure and how proper care of your gutters can save your home's foundation. Then we'll uncover some new developments about Fannie Mae. And, of course, always the best housing and counseling experts on the show today, here to assist you in achieving the American dream of home ownership. A little later in the show, REACH Radio will sponsor our Home of the Week, and we'll show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines with REACH Radio's news director, Mort Ages. Mort?
Okay, this is Mort Ages with the news headlines. 30-year mortgage rates fall to 4.5%. A U.S. judge rejected a Bank of America mortgage modification class action lawsuit. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi drums up awareness for mortgage relief program. And breaking news and a scoop, discrimination at a Riviera Beach Homeowners Association. They are actually asking for your child's report cards. Details of these South Florida news items at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Woohoo! Thanks, Mort. I appreciate that. Well, coming up on the show today, Walter Brannick has the latest information about FHA's newest programs. After that, Lisa Bond will explain how adding gutters to your home can save you costly foundation repairs. And will Fannie Mae finally come back home? Only Buster Brown knows that question.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to remind you that this Saturday, October the 12th, REACH offers the newest home ownership classes from FHA. Folks, this is a brand new program. It's just out. And if you're looking for a home, if you're tired of paying rent, look no further than REACH. We say you can be a homeowner again, even if the cloud of foreclosure is raining on your dreams of home ownership. After all the problems with your job, your health, your unplanned loss of income, or even the loss of your home, FHA has a new plan, one that will help you get into your own home, even if you've been turned down before. The preparation is easy. You need to document your situation. And to learn how to do that, attend this class. It's a one-hour class from Reach. They are HUD-approved educators, and with FHA's guidance, you could be in your new home before you know it. That's right. No more waiting 2 or 3 years. FHA, the grandfather of all housing insured loans, is at it again. They're here helping you stabilize your family. That strengthens your community, and finally, you get your life back together. Call Reach today and sign up for this valuable FHA-approved home ownership class. Their toll-free number is 855-487-REACH. That's 855-487-REACH or 855-487-3224. We invite you to meet the good folks at Reach Saturday, October the 12th at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. for a complete free explanation of this new FHA program. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big Reach sign hanging atop of Suite 112. If you're looking for a home and you want home ownership again, this is the program for you. The waiting game is over. Your dreams are within reach again. Call right now. Their toll-free number again is 855-487-REACH. And remember to press 0 for the operator, or you'll be hanging in the Twilight Zone forever, and you don't need that, right? All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. All right. Our first guest is a 20-year veteran of the mortgage lending business. Currently, he's the principal lending manager at Castle & Cook Mortgage of West Palm Beach. Walter Brannick, welcome to Reach Radio. Glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me today.
Well, what do you do there at Castle & Cook? Sorry.
That's all right. Basically, what we do is we help people buy homes.
Mm-hmm. And you do that through FHA and commercial lending. You do everything, right?
Yeah. At Castle & Cook, we're a mortgage banker, and so we offer FHA, VA, USDA, and conventional loans. To explain it to everybody, the VA and USDA loan is really a specialized program. They're very good for people that are either veterans or if you live in a low or moderate income rural area. Mm-hmm. Those loans are nice because they offer 0% down payment. Most people in our area either do a conventional loan or an FHA loan.
Right.
The the FHA loan is probably the most popular at this time because a lot of people have had some credit bumps or dings or loss of employment over this past recession, and it allows them to get a break from some of those things. FHA is much more lenient on that standard.
Right. You also do HomePath. And for those that are not familiar with that, what is a HomePath loan?
Yep. HomePath is a specific program that Fannie Mae developed for themselves. And they have taken the properties that they foreclosed, and they specifically list those on HomePath.com. There are two types of loans that are available on those properties. One is what I call the regular home path, and that's simply if you're going to purchase the property outright. On those loans, you can put as little as 3% down, and the underwriting standards, while they're still conventional, it's much easier on properties that have specialties like condos, townhouses. We don't have to ask for a condo questionnaire, so it's really just the borrower that has the to be qualified.
These programs wouldn't be around if it weren't for the current economic situation, right? Are these things all brand new, made up to help ease the pain of this economic crunch that we're all feeling?
Yeah, absolutely, because there's a couple things. One is you have a huge amount of inventory. In fact, I counted this past week, Fannie Mae put 1,000 homes, new listings, on the HomePath website in the state of Florida.
That's just Florida. Wow.
And so, number one, you have that huge inventory, and then the other issue is without these credit things, you would have to wait 7 years, you know, for if you had a bankruptcy in the past or something of that nature in order to qualify for a loan.
Wow, wow, wow. So it's a good thing that they're putting these programs together. At least they're feeling the pulse of the American public, right?
Yeah, and I think they're helping get people back into houses, you know, and so that restores neighborhoods, and that's a good thing for everybody involved.
What about existing loans, people that are already in their home and they're kind of doing good, but with everything being upside down and the values upside down, underwater is what they call it. Now, what type of loans are available for people that would like to fix up their home and get some home repair done?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is there are two programs out which were developed by the federal government, which were HARP and HARP 2, and those loans were for people that were upside down in the house. They could refinance, and they could go ahead, and even if they were upside down, there wasn't an appraisal involved. Mm-hmm. And they limited the fees on it, and it was a very light underwriting. Basically, if you were on time on your mortgage, you could get either a HARP or HARP 2. Additionally, if say that you are paying your loan on time and that your house has become disrepair or just you haven't had the money to put into it, you're eligible these days. You can do a refinance transaction and do an FHA 203K. So if you're currently in, let's say, an FHA house and you want to do some needed repairs on your house, you're eligible for that program as well.
Right. Wow. What about, I see renovation loans, FHA 203K, is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, there's actually several different renovation loans. The home path that we spoke about previously is available for houses that are specifically listed on the home path site that have the home path renovation symbol under them. And so one of the things that we see in those properties is everybody knows these. When you go and you look at a foreclosed property, it's been neglected. Half the time, the air conditioning system has been vandalized and it's gone, and that's just not acceptable collateral for a lender.
Right.
And so ultimately, the lender wants to lend you a house, but we want you to be able to live in it. So the Home Path Renovation Program was developed to allow up to $35,000 of repairs to be completed on the house. But one of the nicer things is it also allows you maybe to customize that home. So suppose that you had you didn't like the color pink walls that the previous owner had in them, or they punched a hole in the drywall. So those things can be also thrown into it. So it's not only the needed repairs, but it allows for some cosmetics as well.
Wow, that's a good thing. You know, if you want to get more information about this, you can call Walter Brennick at 561-859-0287. That's his office number. It's www.castlecookmortgage.com. Again, the number 561-859-0287. And they will be more than happy, I'm sure, to answer any questions. And if you have a question right now and you'd like to call in on our listener line, you can call that number at 800-889-0267. That's kind of close to that other number, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's not get those confused. Okay, Walter Brannick is at 561-859-0287, and our call-in listener line is 800-889-0267. That's pretty cool.
wasn't planned, though.
Yeah, it wasn't planned that way, but we'll do it. Hey, what's a reno loan?
Basically, under that program, we had their renovation loans are either the home path for those specific properties, but also FHA has a program, which is called the 203K.
Right.
And that was virtually Fannie Mae on the home path renovation copied the notes off of the paper of the FHA. They basically have the same requirements, $35,000. It can go for any type of cosmetic repairs. It can go for needed repairs that you have to do to the house. And then one of the nice things, which we're going to talk about in a few moments, is just the new back-to-work program. You can do the 203. I kind of jumped ahead.
I was just going to ask you that.
Right. The new back-to-work program, you can do the 203K renovation in that. And So
if you're out of a job, and they'll help you what?
Well, here's the back-to-work program. It's probably a bad title for what the program actually is. So everybody's probably heard at this point, if you own a home and you've had a derogatory event or a problem, if you've had a short sale, if you've had a foreclosure or bankruptcy, that you had some type of waiting period. And those waiting periods have been everywhere from 2 years, 4 years, 7 years.
Right.
And so a lot of people were really disenchanted from actually owning a home or even thinking they can get back into it. So on August 15th, FHA came out and they call this program the back-to-work program, which is not going to put anyone on any jobs.
Yeah.
But what it does is it reduces that waiting period down to 12 months. Mm. Okay, so this is really game-changing. You know, for the average person, it's going to allow them to get back to a normal standard of living because a lot of people, with the cost of rentals going up so high, now you can get back into and own your own home and start building equity for your family.
Are there any other costs involved in doing a reno loan?
Well, if we talk
fees, I guess.
Yeah, actually, if you talk about a reno loan, they're actually very good deals. What you tend to have is you will have some small fees. The appraiser is going to charge a couple extra $100 because he's going to visit the house twice. He's going to visit the house when the purchase contract is signed, and then he's going to provide a report that says that, you know, the property is a good value and that kind of stuff. And then the next thing is he's going to do a final inspection for us. So in total, you're looking anywhere from $500 to $700. But again, it's a good deal.
Right. So if you're looking for a home, you find one and it's kind of beat up and maybe it's been foreclosed on, how do I go about buying a house like that and make that my home?
Yeah, let me give you an example. Basically, what happens is you make the deal with the seller of the property. Let's say that you're purchasing a $100,000 house, mm-hmm. and that this house needs $20,000 of repairs. So what we do is we take the loan and we take the purchase price of $100,000. We then add the $20,000 on top of it, and then you put your down payment based upon the $120,000.
Right.
The seller then gets his $100,000 and he goes away, and you now have the keys to your new home, and you arrange to have your contractors come in and do the work. We simply sit on the sidelines with the $20,000, wait for it to be completed. Once it's done, again, we send that inspector back out, and he says everything's great.
Right. Well, we have a caller on the line. Tricia, are you in there? Hello, Tricia. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
We're just great. Welcome to Reach Radio. You have a question for Walter?
Yeah, I do. He touched on a topic that similar to what my husband and I are going through. We're purchasing a home path home, and we are torn between getting a home path refinancing or a 2 or 3K refinancing. So I just want to know what's the downside of going either one, or which would be better. If we don't have the a $20,000 in closing. So we were looking to see which would be better for us to do a home path, renovation loan, or the 2 or 3K.
Right. That's a big discussion, but I can give you a little bit of guidelines. Typically, it's the scenario, the question is really what your credit and your income determines. The home path loan, the renovation loan, is a good deal in that there's no mortgage, monthly mortgage insurance, and in the future, it reduces your actually monthly payments. The problem with the loan, the home path program, is that it actually adds points and actually buys out the mortgage insurance, so you pay a little bit higher interest rate. On the other hand, the FHA, that program actually, the 2 or 3K, is lower in interest rate, but you do have the MI. FHA will work with 3.5% down. Most of the home path programs, people tend to put down 5% or 10% down. And in fact, as of November 16th, they're no longer allowing 3% down on the home path program. So now it's going to be mandatory 5% down. So if your limiting factor in all this is how much cash did you have available, and that $20,000 is a bit much to get into the house, then I would suggest looking at the FHA 203K, because the reduced down payment, and then you may also, I do a lot of these loans, our company's done probably 150 of the home path loans. You can always go back and have a discussion with Fannie Mae about there's certain features that you didn't understand about the contract and that you need some help with them paying closing costs. And they will renegotiate contracts from time to time because of that.
Perfect. I hope that answered your question. We're going to have to wrap it up. We're speaking with Walter Brannick, a 20-year veteran of the mortgage lending business. Walter, you have a litany of vital information. Would you mind staying around for another segment?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
I appreciate that. And thank you, caller. We appreciate that. Well, when Walter rejoins us again, the big question will be, where in the world is Fannie Mae? After the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families achieve home ownership. That's our mission, so don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home. You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. Reach is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. Reach is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to Reach are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. An old lady wrong. Ain't got no home. An old place wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. If you're a new listener to Reach Radio, then you should know we are here to help you achieve the American dream of homeownership. Something else we'd like you to know is that REACH has a heart, and they put their money where their heart is. Last week, we announced the REACH Challenge. For the next 53 days, REACH will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. REACH supports Pastor Michelin in building the church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquakes that shook Haiti a while back. A part of the construction is already completed, and with our financial assistance, Pastor Michelin will be able to finish the church before Thanksgiving. Please send your gift paid to the Order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of REACH at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. We'll keep you up to date on Pastor Michelin's construction progress each and every Saturday up until Thanksgiving. We assist the people in Haiti and in South Florida, and that's why REACH will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So let's send a special Thanksgiving gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Again, send your gift paid to the Order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of REACH at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, 33410. Do it today, and thank you for helping. This week's Spotlight Home is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates, and their number is 561-351-8000. This property is located in central Palm Beach County. It has two bedrooms, two baths, a clubhouse and a pool, and an exercise room. And here's the best part, it's a child-friendly community. You need it's not a fixer-upper. It's already done. Everything has been renovated, a brand new paint job and all the trimmings and all the appliances. This is actually a perfect house if you have a small family. It's two bedrooms, two baths. It's in central West Palm Beach. And here's the best part. We'll either rent it or we'll sell it. Now, REACH, a nonprofit organization, of course, will either rent or assist you in financing this home with a qualified down payment. This condo is ready for you and your family. And here's the best part. You don't need to show your child's report card to get in there. So if condo living is your thing and you need a little assistance in moving in, folks, this is a house that you can make your home, and REACH will help you get there. So call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home, again, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For more information on this home, call Pat Tracy Associates at 561-351-8000. Boom. Coming up next in the second half of the REACH radio stage is the news with Mort Ages. Are you ready, Mort?
Of course I'm ready. This is Mort Ages with the news. Average rates on fixed mortgages declined this week amid signs that the economic recovery is slowing. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said Thursday that the average rate on a 30-year loan fell to 4.5%. That's down from 4.57%. The average on a 15-year fixed mortgage dipped to 3.54% from 3.59% last week. The retreat in the average rate of a 30-year mortgage comes just a couple of weeks after the rate reached the two-year high of 4.58% on August 22nd. The average rate on 15-year mortgages also hit a two-year high of 3.6% that day. Overall, mortgage rates remain low by historical standards. Long-term mortgage rates have risen more than a full percent since May. The next news story, a lawsuit accusing Bank of America of reneging on promises to keep distressed homeowners from modifying their loans and instead driving them into foreclosure, cannot proceed as a class action suit, a federal judge has ruled. While expressing sympathy for the borrowers facing a Kafkaesque bureaucracy and saying they claim they may be meritorious, U.S. District Judge Raya Zobel in Boston said the claims were too difficult to justify, allowing a single nationwide lawsuit. Wednesday's decision is a blow for homeowners accusing the second largest bank of failing to comply with the Home Affordable Mortgage Program, HAMP, a 2009 federal program that gives incentives to mortgage servicers to encourage loan modifications and help people keep their homes. Gary Klein, a partner at Klein, Cavanaugh & Costello, representing the plaintiff, said it's a sad outcome for many thousands of homeowners trying to obtain loan modifications. Very, very few of them will be able to pursue these issues on their own. Their one hope for justice was through the class action mechanism. The next news story, Florida attorney Pam Bondi drums up awareness for a mortgage relief program. Even with the sad distinction of the highest foreclosure rate in the country, Florida is still having issues getting millions of dollars in relief into foreclosed homeowners' hands. Attorney General Pam Bondi said Friday, only 55% of the 167,000 Floridians who were foreclosed on between 2008 and 2011 have filed claims under the $25 billion settlement reached with the big banks. In an effort to gin up more response, including paying nearly $200,000 for operators to call people directly, they still have netted a response lower than the national average. The deadline for filing claims has been pushed back to February 15th. Bondi said, what happens if you had your home foreclosed on and you get a letter from the bank? You're going to toss it, probably not thinking it's good news. It's their money. That's what makes it so frustrating. About $170 million was set aside for people whose foreclosures included bank abuse like robo-signing. Checks are expected to be sent out later this year. And here we have a news scoop. You heard this first on Reach Radio. Just recently, a homeowners association in the Riviera Beach area has been found to be discriminating against home seekers based on familial status. That's the presence of minor children under 18. Specifically, the homeowners association requires that all applicants provide the association with copies of school report cards of all their children and possibly other private information. In addition, that homeowners association documents require that an applicant sign up form which states, after dark, all children should be in their homes or on their patio. We have on the line Mr. Vince Larkins of the National Fair Housing Alliance branch here, Fair Housing Centers of Palm Beaches. Hello, Vince. Are you there?
Hello, how are you this morning?
We are fine. Can you tell us a little bit about this news story?
Well, basically what we have here is a major violation of federal, state, and local fair housing laws that protect families with children from being discriminated against in the provision of housing. The particular homeowners association that we're talking about is acting in one of the most egregious ways that we've ever seen a homeowners association act as it pertains to fair housing. We have uncovered the documentation, we have conducted an investigation, and what we're doing now, and thanks with your help, is working to counteract and deter anyone that attempts to do this activity again, as well as to reach out to the community, because we know there are living people at that development and in our community that this has happened to. And if that has happened to them, we're asking that they contact us at 1-877-910-FAIR.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Vincent. What is actually being done about this now? What kind of action is being taken?
Well, presently, the case is in the administrative stage with HUD. And once that is completed, the Fair Housing Center will then work if that housing provider is willing to sit down with us and come to a justifiable conclusion. We'll be more than happy. There are a lot of victims who have been harmed, and those victims have to be made whole. They have had their rights, their privacy rights, taken away, as well as they have suffered damages that can only be looked at in a mass way, because anyone who lives there now or who has attempted to rent or buy there has been subjected to this egregious behavior.
Okay, so, Vince. Well, listen, thank you very much. We've got to move on, but please keep us informed. We will report this as it progresses. And I just want to say to everybody, you have heard this first on Reach Radio. And back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Well, thank you, Mort. And Vince, thanks for calling in and letting us know about that. And I want to know if you have your report card. We'd like to take a look at that.
Are you talking to me? Mort Ages had straight A's.
I think I was talking to Vince. He's a good guy, and we're glad that he's calling in. We do have that a scoop story. So, Well, Walter Brennick is joining us again. He's a 20-year veteran in the mortgage business, a lending business. Currently, he's the principal lending manager at Castle & Cook Mortgage in West Palm Beach. Walter, thanks for hanging out for the second half of the show, and welcome back.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, we posted a question at the beginning of the show, and I'll ask it again right now. Where in the world is Fannie Mae? And for those that don't know it, Buster Brown was the guy that wrote that song. What was that, 1959? Is that about right? Yeah, well, we show our age around
here.
Yeah, that was before you were born, buddy. So that's the question. Where is Fannie Mae? What's going on with Fannie Mae today?
Well, I think there's two things. One is Fannie Mae's been very burdened with the pure volume of foreclosures and things that happened. And when the other issue is we hear these stories that all of these banks went under and that kind of stuff. Well, ultimately, it was Fannie Mae who was left holding the houses. And so the Home Path program and the things that have started to develop out of that has been one of those things that actually is trying to right the housing market, for that matter.
Right the proverbial wrong. Is that it? Yeah. Well, Fannie Mae was chartered by Congress to provide liquidity, stability, and affordability in the U.S. Housing and mortgage markets. How's that working so far? I mean, we know that they're inundated, and they've been overwhelmed with too many homes, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think the thing is this, and part of the lending business these days is the rules seem to be changing month by month, week by week on the lending side of things. And so it has become very difficult to do lending in America these days. There's constantly another disclosure. There's another lawyer that filed a lawsuit over something else. And so the problem is if you're a homeowner sitting there or you're trying to refinance, it's very tough to keep on top of all these rules. And so you have to try to reach out to professionals and find out what the true facts are and what you can qualify and things of that nature.
They sort of make it up as they go along, don't they?
Pretty much. We're kind of confused by it ourselves sometimes.
I remember George Carlin one time talking about the alimony dartboard, and I was thinking maybe they have an alimony Freddie Mae, Fannie Mae, and you just throw the dart, and it goes, that's what we're going to do today.
Well, in fact, they have a book that they publish once a month, and it has the guidelines on it, and they've specifically told us not to use the books because it wouldn't give us the latest updates on what's been the underwriting standards might be. So don't rely specifically on a book. They want us to go to their website where they're constantly posting the changes that go on.
It's
a little difficult. It's a little difficult to deal with from time to time.
So that leaves the average guy out in the cold.
Right. And so, again, what you want to do is you want to find a knowledgeable loan officer who's on doing this on a full-time basis, who's on top of the game. And you want to seek people in the community that will as well.
That would be you.
In the right direction. Well, I do the loan part of it, but there's other issues as well. Credit repair, things of that nature that people need to work on.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. We have Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Are they married or something? Is it a couple thing? I mean, what's the difference between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
Well, Fannie Mae is the 800-pound gorilla. They probably do 90% of all conventional loans in the United States. I may have slighted Freddie Mac a little bit, but the standards for Freddie Mac, they actually come along, and their standards are a little bit different than Fannie Mae's, and they tend not to be as liberal in certain senses as Fannie Mae is under their underwriting standards. And so they kind of get the other loans that don't fit Fannie Mae standards.
The junk loans?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if I should use that word.
Less likely to be approved.
A little less likely. Well, Fannie Mae is a clearinghouse for lenders, and that makes them a secondary market, right? And this is all done with our tax dollars. Or am I off the base on that?
I think Fannie Mae made something like $3 billion last quarter, so they actually are self-sufficient. But what happened was when this tidal wave of all these house foreclosures, they didn't have enough capital to pay off the investors that they've ultimately sold the loans to. And so that's where the federal dollars came in. But as an operating business, they are making their own money.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but isn't that really a good thing, though? I mean, what they did is they kept the country kind of stable.
Listen, the one thing that they've done is they put a little bit of standardization, because if you remember back in the 80s and stuff, you couldn't get a house unless you put 20% down.
Right.
Okay.
I remember.
And so interest rates were running at 18%. And so things were really – Fannie Mae has stabilized the market, and they do have some good programs. The issue is that they're trying to adjust to – some of the stuff that's happened in the recession, and things are moving around a little fast. But overall, it's definitely helped the average person buy a home.
Right. So that was the Jimmy Carter thing, right? In the early 80s, I believe. Yeah, interest right. rates were 15-16%.
Right.
And I remember talking to realtors back then, and they were panicking. How are we going to get anything sold with rates like that?
Right.
And doesn't that tie in? Wasn't that once called the Federal National Mortgage Association? It was founded in 1938 under President Roosevelt, and then that became Fannie Mae, right?
Yeah, that's exactly still the name. The Fannie Mae is just the shortened abbreviation. It's the KFC of the mortgage world.
And
if your name's
me,
well, if your name's too long, Kentucky Fried Chicken,
yeah,
you know.
I know that just caught me on. I mean, we have so many acronyms around here that, you know, it's hard to believe. You know, we're speaking with Walter Brannick. He's a 20-year veteran in the mortgage lending business. He's currently the principal lending manager at Castle & Cook Mortgage, and you can get a hold of him at 561-859-0287 or visit their website at www.castlecookmortgage.com. I hope I don't have to spell that out for you. And we're talking about Freddie and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. They should be married. They'd make a heck of a couple, wouldn't they? All right. Let's get this thing wrapped up and rolling around. Walter, I thank you for joining us today. I hope you come back and visit us again. You have, like I said, a litany of knowledge, and that's good for our listeners, good for us, and good for everybody.
Right. If there's one thing that I'd like to tell the listeners today,
please,
if they feel that they want to take advantage of this back-to-work program by FHA, there's one very important thing. There's one caveat on the whole thing, which is you have to, of your own free will, go get the counseling from a HUD-approved counselor.
That's correct.
30 days prior to any application, any purchase contract. So that is the one thing that will trip a lot of people up. HUD has said they do not want lending companies to push people into the counseling. So the people need to go ahead and talk to companies and get that done ahead of time.
I think they just need to call you and we'll call it a day. Next up, Lisa Bond, the original hurricane prepper, will straight talk us into the language of gutters. Maybe your roof and maybe some fascia. Then Mort's Minute is on the launch pad, ready for liftoff.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to help you along the path of home ownership. If you're a new homeowner or a veteran homeowner, then our next guest has some information you may want to know. Lisa Bond is a lifelong Floridian born and raised in South Florida. She's been dubbed the original hurricane prepper, and today she has some riveting tips about home maintenance. Lisa Bond, welcome to the Reach Radio Show once again.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Well, we're having a great Saturday. How about you?
Wonderful. Well, you no look, rain today. It's awesome.
Yeah, you look great today. What's the deal?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was a good answer. All right.
Thank you.
Well, let's get right down into the gutters of things, you know.
You're always in the gutter, Al.
I like it, though. It's fun. I get cleaned off every week, you know,
yeah,
and that's a good thing.
That's good.
Lynn, are gutters worth the investment?
Yes, they are. There's a lot of problems with a lot of rain in South Florida, and unfortunately a lot of people end up having washouts for structural problems because of the rain. It ends up getting underneath your foundation. It can cause issues with mold and mildew and paint, and I mean there's just so much moisture here.
I know on my dad's old house we could see the gravel. There's a little gravel path and
yeah,
a hole
yeah.
from the what would roll off the top of the roof yeah. down to the ground. And so if the gravel's on the ground, wouldn't the gravel wind up in your gutters? So you have to clean those out, what, on a regular basis?
Well, yeah, actually, you're talking about the small, what makes up your tiles.
Right. Now roofs are different. I understand that. You have a tile roof. You have a shingle roof. But they used to have the little gravel.
Yeah, the thing about gutters is you have to keep them maintained just like anything else. So, yes, they need to be swept out or cleaned out. They also have guards now that you can put over them for tree debris, such as leaves or small twigs and things of that nature. You got to keep them out, keep them cleaned out so that, obviously, you have proper drainage.
Well, what if you're like you and you're afraid of heights?
You know,
how did I know that?
You keep throwing me under the bus here. then you can always hire somebody to go up on a ladder.
Well, can I just sit on the ground with a hose and squirt it up there and let it run down into the roof, or is that just adding more?
No, actually, they make a really unique piece that you can buy at Home Depot that you screw onto the hose, and it actually is a metal rod with a curve on the end, and it sprays the water out, so you just run along the side of the house, and it'll spray it in that direction.
Well,
so
that's like a bidet for your roof.
Oh, right? My God.
I like that. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
So, all right. So that's one way to keep them clean. And most homes now come with it, right? I mean, is this an aftermarket thing or is it just standard now?
It's really up to the development, or it can be up to the association or whoever actually comes in and constructs the house.
Oh, yeah. And there's probably a little politics in behind that. Is that something that a homeowner can do, or do you really need a professional to come out and put in your gutters?
You really should have someone come out. They do a lot of balancing. They also know the pitches of the roof, how the roof is going to drain, where they can put flashing up to help divert water. So, no, you really need to have somebody to come in and professionally do that.
Mm, okay. What's the biggest problem that you have? I mean, do they fall apart, or are they pretty sturdy? What's the deal with it?
The gutters are usually aluminum. Actually, you know, they're probably going to be there a lot longer than maybe your roof would be. One of the biggest things that I think is a concern is runoff, even from the gutters. So a lot of people have those plastic pans, or they have a hose. It's like a plastic hose.
Or a little brick. I've seen they put a little brick at the bottom.
Something like that. Again, you want to make sure you keep the water going away from the house at all costs. You want to keep your foundation in
right.
good shape.
Exactly. And that's where the real cost comes in. If you don't have them and the water seeps down and weakens your foundation, then you're going to get a crack in the
That's corn. True.
That's how that works, and that's real expensive to repair. All right, let's get up on the roof.
No.
I know you're afraid of heights. What about roofs? They leak or they don't? That's about all I know about roofs.
That's true. When you get a roof put on or when you purchase a house, you kind of need to know what the limitations are as far as your warranty or how long the roof will last. There's, like you said, there's many different kinds. There's asphalt shingle. There's multi-dimensional asphalt shingle. There's barrel tile roof. There's cement roof shingle shake that looks like shake. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there.
And the Peter Max roof.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So,
what about reflective paint? I've heard a lot of stories about it's really good stuff. Not only does it reflect the heat and keeps your house a little cooler, but that paint forms like a little rubber seal over your roof.
Those are usually used generally in flat roofs or mobile homes, that kind of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You don't usually paint a barrel tile or a shingle roof. I mean, I suppose you can, but that's usually what that's used for flat roof surfaces.
Well, the most that I've heard about it is that it keeps your inside your home cooler because it's reflecting the heat. You're laughing. I'm serious.
Well, no, actually, I'm laughing because as a child, I had to get up on the roof with my girlfriend and do that, and within that reflective paint is tar. So in order for both of us to get everything off, we were cleaning ourselves off with gasoline at the time. So it was really a terrible thing. And
that also takes the feathers off, at least I heard. What about roof fans? I know that's another – if you can keep the attic space cool, it'll keep your house cool. So roof fans, good investment?
They're actually there's so many different kinds out there. A lot – most of the houses now, they're actually doing a roof vent. They cut a space in the top of the actual gable of the gable of the roof, and then they do like a mesh over top of that, and then they put shingle on top of that.
That's the Clark gable, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what happens is all of the heat, because heat rises, goes straight out the top of the roof. Using something to ventilate is always a good idea. The biggest thing is you have to make sure that your roof is insulated. That's what's going to keep the house cooler on the inside, irregardless.
Right. When you're purchasing a home and you're looking at it, is it not a good idea to go up inside the attic and take a look around?
It's a good idea to have the inspector go inside the attic and take a look around. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. You want to make sure that there's nothing hidden. You want to make sure that you don't have any leaks anywhere. There's no rot. There's no mold. That you do have proper insulation. There's a lot to it.
How about that insulation that they blow in? They bring the big truck out and a hose, and they put it up in your attic, and they blow it in there. Does that do a good job?
Everything depends on the amount, because you have what you call an R rating, which is the amount of insulating that it's actually doing. So as long as it's thick enough or deep enough, then that's fine.
What's that R? Is that like a report card? Now you have to have a report card for your roof? We're going crazy with report cards here.
I guess you are.
Yeah, that's the R rating, right? What is that, you know?
The R value is the amount of insulation that it's actually capable of doing.
All right. So we did the gutters. We've talked about some roofing. How about the fascia? What the heck is a fascia?
A fascia is the board that actually goes around the bottom side of the eave of the roof. And that
so
helps.
Wait, you're telling me it's a board that goes on the bottom side of the underside? Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much. It keeps water and debris off of the house. It also helps to protect the edge of the roof. And usually the biggest problem that people have is that gets soft. It gets fungus or mold, or you end up with carpenter ants if any of those things happen. So you want to keep that in good shape as well.
Oh, that's right, because the ants go for the wet stuff.
The whole ant segment. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Well, okay, so fascia's a good thing. Yeah, I've seen those. They fall out and it looks nasty and all that stuff. Not a good thing to have. Lisa, thanks again for joining us on Reach Radio. And as always, you can call Lisa on her cell phone. Hey, you know, she has a new number now. It's 555-867-5309. And, of course, you can check her out at our website, www.reachforhousing.org. So that's the side of that story, right? we'll be right back. After a short pause for the cause, and I'm not sure what the cause is, but we'll be right back. As soon as you hear the bell, we're there. Ain't got no
home. I know baby. Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, and we'd like to say hello to the good folks up in Ocala again. We actually received a couple of phone calls. Nice of them to be listening on the iHeartRadio app. And I also let you know that we have an exciting new program that's just been announced. And when I say just been announced, we got the email about 10 hours ago. So it was late last night, and I'm going to have our news director stand by while we have the producer read this exciting information about a new FHA-HHF program.
HHF means Hardest Hit Fund, and it's a Florida program. HHF Principal Reduction. Write this website down because this is important. www.principalreductionflhhf.org. We'll repeat that in a moment. They're going to take 25,000 applications, and once they fill these applicants, that's it, 25,000. In the meantime, the regular HHF program will be disabled from September 20th through September 30th. So this starts now. The principal reduction application will open 9 a.m. on Wednesday, September 25th. You'll need to be current on your mortgage over the last 24 months. so that you can be one of the 25,000 applicants. Now, eligibility requirements include, but are not limited to, the following. You must be a Florida resident and a legal U.S. resident or legal alien. You must occupy the property as primary residence. You must be current on your monthly mortgage payment, can't be 60 or more days late on the first mortgage within the past 24 months, 2 years. First mortgage must have been originated prior to January 1, 2010. You must have an unpaid principal balance that does not exceed $350,000, gasp, for the first mortgage. Loan to value for the first mortgage must be greater than 125%. These are all the conditions now. And your total household income, including all persons living in the home age 18 years or older, must be less than 140% of the area median income as provided by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, here's the best part of this. REACH has information on all these rules. That's why we're here. We're here to help you out. So write this number down, 855-487-REACH. 855-487-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Or you can go to the website one more time, www.principalreductionflhhf.org. This is an exciting new Florida program, hardest hit fund. It's going to help you reduce your principal. So I hope you got all those numbers, and I hope you got the website, and I hope you get your mortgage reduced.
That's right.
I'm getting in line.
That's an exciting program.
And REACH is here to help.
That's right, and it's a brand new program. It's just released. Let's get on over to Mort and our Mort Minute. It's time for the REACH Radio Rant, and live from the head ranter in charge, we call it Mort's Minute. What's on your mind, good
ranter?
What's
on my mind? After last week, I'm not ranting so much. But today, I'm going to talk about the millennials. Now, who are the millennials? The millennials are those born from the early 1980s to the 2000s. And they are one of our largest population demographic groups. They outnumber the baby boomers by several millions. There's just been a big survey, and here's some things that they are doing, and some of them surprise me. Number one, the percentage of people in this group are driving less. They have applied for less driver's license, and they just aren't driving. One quarter less than their counterparts did 8 years ago. That's number one. Number two, they've cut the cord. Okay, 41% are not hooked up to a telephone in any way. They have their mobile devices, and 83% sleep next to their mobile devices all night. And we talked about KFC. KFC's worried because these millennials are not eating chicken with bones. They prefer boneless chickens. So KFC says, oh my God, what are we going to do? These guys like boneless chickens. But the most important one is they're not interested in buying houses. They say that home ownership is not the important thing for them. Shades of the future, that's what's happening, and that's the Mort Minute.
Thank you, Mort. We appreciate it. And thank you for joining us this Saturday, spending your time with us. I want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember our website at reachforhousing.org or call them at 855-487-REACH. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday from noon to 1. We're having fun helping kids.
I know played wrong. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy.